Rebecca Desart, did you go to said parade?
I did not. Otherwise, I might have been in the parade because Jeremy asked me to walk as one of the ghosts.
I know he had a couple.
It's fun. I've done it twice, and I've enjoyed walking in the parade as a ghost. It's a really good time.
I have done it as a ghost. I did it twice as part of Michelin, and I sat there on the back of a car as Bib himself in a big costume when it was... It was like today, actually,
You've been the Michelin man?
Absolutely.
We've never talked about this. How did I not know that you've been the Michelin man at least once?
Anyway, let's get right down to it.
I am Ross, and joining me, of course, is my co-host Ian, and together, despite the fact that neither of us have ever been the Michelin man, we are attempting to drink Nova Scotia dry. There. That ought to cover it. We decided that because the weather is delightful, and we've just been talking about how nice the weather is here midweek in Nova Scotia, and not on the weekend, but since we record in midweek, we get nice weather. And that has led us to decide to have some shandies. And then, in describing what we were drinking, I have tried to figure out how to pluralize shandy. Is it IES for more than one shandy? You have one shandy, two shandies? Plural.
I would imagine, yeah, they're not plural. You're not going to apostrophe it, are you? You're not going to go Y apostrophe S. I'd imagine it is IES.
Mm.
It makes sense.
It does seem to be the plural is shandies, IES. But I wasn't doing that. I was just doing, because shandy seems like a proper name to me. So I did the grammatic error of shandy, S-H-A-N-D-Y-S. So it has sat uncomfortably with me all day. When, honestly, a cursory, apparently I've never been on the internet before this moment with the ability to look this stuff up. It's fine.
It doesn't matter if you go on the internet stuff up, because you're going to get an awful lot of different variations of your question.
Also.
Or without comment.
Also true.
You could make your own. The plural of shandy is shando.
Ooh. La Française.
Like scampo.
Scampi
is scampo, is it not?
Or,
I believe,
the proper Latin plural of shandy is shandai, two I's in the end. Shandai.
I like it. From now on. We're
regardless.
Going to have some shandai this evening.
Because I've not really been someone who has gravitated towards or drank many shandies, so I'm actually going to refer to your expertise in what is shandy? What are you expecting when someone says, we've got a shandy? It's a light beer.
Weirdly, I did drink an awful lot of shandy as a child, and I mean a child, like a person under the age of 18. So I used to go to my youth club and soccer club when I was like 11 or 12 years old. We drank shandies in the evening, and they literally had shandy written on the side. Top Deck was a big selling shandy for at the time, in '70s, late '70s, I suppose, and to be a shandy back then, you could serve cans and drink as a child up to 0.5 alcohol content. So we were drinking Top Deck shandies out of cans, sold that way, up to 0.5 alcohol. They were considered to be non-alcoholic if they were under 0.5. I believe non-alcoholic beers are the same now, are they not? 0.5 being the kind of the cut point. So even though you'd think 0.5 is still an alcoholic content, they're still allowed to call them non-alcoholic as opposed to low alcohol. And that's what our soft drink Top Deck was, and it looked like a can of beer, and it tasted beery. It was delicious, and you were allowed to drink them in social areas when you were a kid.
Now,
that's what a shandy was to me when I grew up.
I've had some 0.5 beer. I've been curious as to what's in the grocery store. Not recently. This was maybe 10, 15 years ago, and it was all garbage. It was terrible. It tasted just so... It had that... It was that skunky stuff. That really skunky, dank stuff that we do not like. So, honestly, had there been something like a 0.5, and I'm going to say a shandy, because so the definition that I'm looking up is beer mixed with lemonade, or beer mixed with another drink traditionally lemon flavored. And that's what a shandy is. Uh-huh. And that would cut down on the alcohol. Yeah. But if you could have a lemon flavored 0.5 drink, I feel like I would have drank a whole bunch of that. I don't know.
Lager, for some reason, lagers lend themselves very well to it. However, I think I've been through this several times on this show down the years. We used to drink bitter and lager tops when I was in the summertime. I say used to, I mean, until I emigrated. So I would typically, I would do that anyway on hot summer days. I would throw a lemonade on top, or and I mean just, you know, a couple of fingers of lemonade, Seven Up, what's the other, yeah, to, on top of a lager or something, which just obviously takes the alcoholic content down just a little bit in your pint of in your pint of beer, but it just makes it slightly easier to drink on hot days and very, very refreshing.
Yeah,
it's so making you thirst.
I'm looking forward to this, yeah, because we're not mixing these. These are pre-mixed-ish, but so from the first one, the lower alcohol percentage, we've got a couple here, a couple of shandies. So this is the shandy from Propeller, their lager and lemonade. You can see on the beneath bit there. And on the can it doeth say, incredibly refreshing. This classic beer cocktail is the perfect sunny combination of lemonade and lager. Propeller's shandy is bursting with zesty flavors and aromas of fresh lemon destined to satisfy your thirst with every sip. What?
I can't wait. I suggested I might actually sit outside and do this evening.
Yeah.
Even though you said that there was a lack of flies where you were at earlier on at sea level, I thought I was out earlier on and did have a few landing on me. So I thought, even though the idea is nice, to sit outside, sun goes down on a warm summer's evening, I'd save it for another night. Later on in the summer, I think. We've just got there.
That's fair. We'll have to try our traditional meetup as well, where we come and share a deck, or even I could come to you and share your deck as well. There's plenty of deck sharing opportunities. This smells lemony. Definitely got a snicket about it.
This is a lemony day. God, it smells of lemon.
It's not quite as light as I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be crystal clear and look like a pilsner. It is pale, so it's light in color, but it's hazy a bit.
How did he?
It's good.
It's absolutely, but it is. I'd be surprised.
I'm losing your audio bits and pieces here, but I think that's on my end. The dip.
It's slightly cloudy. Already.
No. Well.
You hear me?
Cheers.
Okay, cheers. Then the smell is it.
Oh. Mm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I didn't stop drinking. I didn't want to. Stop. I could have easily downed that whole thing in one go.
I think so. It is a 355 milliliter can, so it definitely could have. Definitely could have gone down. Wow.
Yeah, it's that. Oh, absolutely one. Can you know you talk about when you were messing around on your mower in the for 3 hours in your yard? If you, Rebecca, if you had one of those straight after it, there wouldn't be the rest of the cam, would there? That would all go down in one.
Mm-hmm.
It's so crazily easy to drink.
I did make a conscious effort to stop halfway through.
Me too. It's too easy.
Incredibly smooth. No bitterness of beer, but you can kind of get the hint of it, and even like a malty, it does not taste like a lager. Like a lager was used, it tastes more like a pale ale that went with a lemonade, you know?
It's so perfect. It's so easy. It's 4%. Now, of course, that's a light beer, yeah. 4%. in the UK is not a light beer. We've been through this before as well. It's a kindergarten beer. It's like, yeah, it's a year. It's still 4% rock. Even if drinking it like it was a fruit juice, three or four of these on a summer's day, and it would get dangerous.
It would still take good. Three or four, though, at least. I have to leave a small amount at the bottom of that, but I am very disappointed. I want to finish that. That's so good. That is absolutely delicious.
Prevents a hint of luggage from the empty can. Can I smell? Because I smell... Okay, because that's lemon. And you cracked it. It's so lemon even now. It's like some squeezing lemon.
Strawberry, candy.
Oh, I love it.
Summery.
I feel like the smell
said on the tip
was a bit of a zip, but I mean, it doesn't bursting with zesty flavors and aromas of fresh lemon. Yes. 100%. If that isn't a 10 out of 10 shandy, why not?
I know. Yeah.
If I saw someone drinking this on the patio, I'd be jealous.
I will now. Yeah. If someone said, I'm just having a shandy here on the patio, think, enjoy it. It's 24%. I noticed it's in the 355. I'm very observant. I saw one today in the liquor store, the old classic 473. They do serve them in 473s. Did you give me this or did I give you this?
I don't remember.
Nor do I.
I'll give you this. There were the four Jones fruit. There was lime, and there were like it was summer.
Was that last year's?
I think this is last year's.
Okay. Oh my god! I'm just making a point at the moment. An observation. Another one. You've on the. Can you, it's not the trick. So your picture is completely frozen. Am I still moving?
You haven't been moving in a while, but that's okay.
You're not moving either. This is very real.
Yeah, I'm not sure whose internet is to blame here, but that's fine. I've also been in the wrong place entirely.
I'm not on Wi-Fi. I am going to
space. Oh, you're going to space.
I've learned to... Yeah, so it's not the Wi-Fi, that's for sure. So it doesn't matter. I can still see you. You're just not moving. And that's fine. I can imagine what you look like.
Yeah. It's all smiles.
Oh, right, you're smiling as well. What about if you'd sort of talk for about 30 seconds and I'm just going to go off air and come back on again?
Okay.
I'll see if that clears it out. All right, then. I'll see you in a minute.
Pause slightly while we do that. Well, the problem with that is that totally changes. There we go. Now I have to sit in either one of these windows and it takes up that side of things. But I'm trying to figure out what would make that not a 10 out of 10 beer, because the body, the mouthfeel, the flavor, all the flavors are there in the right aspects of each other too, and I am want for nothing. Usually I say things like, hey, if you're gonna say that you're lemon flavor, it's gotta be big lemon flavor, but that is big. It's big enough. It's big enough lemon flavor. Any more lemon flavor and you sort of be saying, ooh, hold back on the lemon, please, sir. So it's given me everything that I was expecting, and then some. A case of that, a 12-pack of that, would not last long. You crush through them. And this reminds me of the beverage that I found when I was in Ontario 20 years ago, and I found the malt lemonades. It was a fizzy kind of beer malt lemonades. Got boomerangs, cyclones, and hurricanes, I think was the other one they called it. But the malt lemonade, I guess beverages style and types. It was this. Tasted very much like that. Maybe a little maltier, but still quite good. Are you in space?
Usually.
Are we doing peach? Yes, I'm still in space. I've not changed that. Are we doing lemon or peach next? What were you talking about?
I was talking about, and I've mentioned this to you several times, the malt beverages, the malt lemonades that I had in Ontario 20 years ago while I was living there. That I found.
Right.
And that shandy, it reminded me of that, where it's basically just, it's a lemonade, but it's got a tinge of a malt to it. And so I'm still calling that one exactly what I was expecting, and I can't think of any way to improve upon it. Even mouthfeel, body, I'm searching for possible potential mistakes or ways to improve, and I can't think of one.
To me, is... absolutely 100% what I want from a refreshing lager shandy.
Mm.
Yes, it's got a little bit of maltiness to it, and you don't often get a great deal of that with lagers.
No.
It's so crisp and delicious, and it so reminds me weirdly of drinking Pop Decks when I was a kid. It's almost too easy to drink to be a beer, if that makes any sense to you.
And it's, like you say, it's 4%. We're not talking about a 1%, a 0.5%. That is 4. I mean, some of the stouts we drink are 4%.
And Guinness is not far more than that. Typically, that cream flow stuff you get is 4%.
Mm.
That's the same strength as Guinness. And yet, you're quite happy to give this to your 3-year-old playing out in the yard, wouldn't you? Go on, drink your shandy. It's a sunny day. Get out there and drink your shandy.
And I certainly shall. You got to get him hooked young, I think. We'll get him hooked on a good malt lemonade, nice and young.
Ross, if I were going to mark that, you said it, if it's for a shandy, you can't knock it. It's 10 out of 10. It's a banger.
It is. And so what happens now if these also taste excellent? Is it just 10 out of 10's night? Are we just, you know, are we the judging panel on Dancing with the Stars and we're just holding up 10 after 10 after 10? This is week 14 or whatever. I know way too much about that show. Never mind. Forget I said anything about Dancing with the Stars. Moving on. I thought we'd sandwich. So we'd go lemon and then peach and then lemon. So the Church Brewing Company. Out of Wolfville, Nova Scotia, they've got this one, their Summer Dreamin' Peach Shandy. The propeller didn't actually have a name, a title to it, but this one, I believe, if I could focus in on that, is 4.5%, so getting up towards a 5% beer. But it's the peach one, which is interesting, because everything keeps telling me traditional shandies are usually lemon.
Yeah.
And,
or lime.
Ooh, that's got an interesting flavor, or an interesting smell to it as I pour it into my glass. I know I've got it. I've misplaced my Church Brewing glass, so I've got my Science of Beer one here. Now, I've been trying to look for a description of this one, because there's nothing written on the can. Delightful can, by the way. Delightful, you know, because of the peach colors. And there's a sliced open peach on it and all the colors. It's very pink. But on the website, it just says, crisp peach crushable.
I bet it is. I bet it's all three of those things.
I mean,
I bet it is.
Can't argue. Can't argue with that. Oh, this
smells of peach.
Ah.
Peach candy.
Does it have that? Oh,
candy shandy.
What's the? That's a pake as well. That's.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the.
And I'm not even at the bottom of the can, but you're right.
Yeah.
There's a smell.
Yeah.
It of like medicinal sugar is the only way I can put it. Like medicinal sweetness, you know, when something is, you're having a medicine, but it's, but this one's grape flavored, or this one's got a sweet, it'll be fine.
Make it easy to get down for children. Yeah. Giving it
like a Flintstones vitamin.
Yes. Vitamin. That.
Okay, so it's, right. I am getting peach, but I'm also getting just a hint of strawberry. Does it mention straws?
It does not. No, it just says, in fact, on the side, the only descriptor on the side, it also has the crushable, but it also says, reach for the peach.
Okay. Well, we're both getting strawberries.
Very candy-ish to me.
Yeah.
Is it ale or a lager or a undisclosed?
It's undisclosed. They do not say specifically. However, over on, now where did I find it? The NSLC, product details. No, there wasn't anything for the product details there. But the summer, that's the Summer Dreamin' one. Wait, didn't I find the one for the lemon? Because I thought the lemon one was described slightly differently. Bishop Cellar.
Does it say on the website whether this is classed as a lager or a pilsner? I mean,
It says
nothing. So we don't know what kind of beer it is.
Well, here we go. BishopCellar.com has this product available in cans, the peach shandy, and then the tasting note says peach, citrus, a hint of ginger. I'm not getting that. Soft and juicy. Built to crush. This one's your summer go-to. Big peach aroma, a smooth body with real peach and subtle citrus tartness. Finishing clean and refreshing.
There's a sourness.
There is a sourness, a slight sourness.
It's like a peach gummy candy to me, a little bit.
It's not as sour as a sour, what we've come to know as sours now, which Brittany loves, and yeah. Ross loves them equally. And
big fan.
It does have that kind of, it finishes a bit like a sour. There's sweetness there. There is sweetness, though. It finishes more like a sour. There's plenty of flavor to it. There really is. I think that they're kind of pushing the term shandy a little bit to its extreme. Because this, why is it not a fruit beer, like a blackberry ale or a blueberry ale? Why is this then? Why are they just calling this a shandy when it doesn't have a lemon or a lime zest to it? That kind of to me defeats. It's a shandy kind of needs to be for me, unless of course Wikipedia tells me different. A shandy needs to have a lemoniness to it.
Well,
this doesn't.
I'm over on druthersbrewing.com, and the difference between a shandy and a radler, here you are, a shandy is most often mixed with lemonade or even lemon-lime soda, while a radler can be mixed with any form of fruit juice, including grapefruit, for example. That's not helping us in this case, so doesn't that mean that this is more of a peach radler because it's not lemon?
So, is it though? I don't. A radler is just an old German. It's a German word for cyclist. That's where that comes from. And they would just throw sort of easier things to drink at beer to make it more refreshing for a cyclist.
Oh, more refreshing and less alcoholic because they're you don't want to give them a 7% double IPA in the middle of the Tour de France.
I'd take that now. But Ross read that shandy is typically more often a lemon and lime, and that's what I understood as well for a shandy. I mean, look, are they not playing devil's advocate? Radler, shandy, unless we get really deep going, taking a deep dive into the histories of them. I mean, they're kind of the same thing, are they not? a beer that has a fruity flavor to it?
Short answer, yes. The internet says short answer, yes. And the only real difference seems to be that shandy is what it's called in British, and Radler is what it would be in German. So a traditional German fruit drink mixed with beer is a Radler. A British fruit drink mixed with beer, almost always lemon, is a shandy. Uh-huh. So Church is basically saying this is the British one. But, and here's the super interesting bit that I'm trying to find, because the propeller one says it's definitely mixed with a lager. I'm not finding anything specific about the peach shandy. However, the brand new lemon shandy from Church Brewing. Church Brewing is announcing that their lemon one is mixed with their blonde ale.
Oh,
that's a better idea.
Interesting.
So does that mean that the peach one is also mixed with the blonde ale? Because they've got a lager, do they not? They've got a pilsner as well.
I don't mind this, actually. I really don't. I do find it quite refreshing. It's got plenty of flavor. You're saying, both you and Rebecca are saying, it tastes kind of medicinally and a bit...
It's smelling that way to me. I haven't taken a swig yet.
I quite like it. I'm not going to lie. It's not blowing my head off like Propeller's Shandy did. But I do like it.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Let me get in there.
Yeah. And, oh, sorry. You've not even started it yet. I'm a third of the way through. There we go. Come on. He's catching up fast, though, Rebecca. He's overtaken me.
I'm in the middle of my internet research.
Okay. It's a bit what?
A bit too sweet and a bit too sour.
A bit too sweet and a bit too sour. Isn't that weird?
The peach goes nicely with an ale in a less summery, even like a fall.
Okay.
That's fine. It's like the stone fruit.
Yeah.
Color is really nice ale.
Mm.
The body is slightly lighter to compound upon, because everything you just said is absolutely what I was thinking at the same way. There's more peach and sweet and sour than there is the body of the beer in the propeller, I found. And I was getting that malty note. There was a little bit of that grain. There's a bit, there was some beer in there compound what it was that you're drinking. But this peach one, while ridiculously delicious, is not quite as perfect a mix. Like, dropping back to the fact that we drank that first one and said, that's a 10. This peach one is... terribly sorry, boys. You've only done a 9.3. You know, it's still really good. It's really good. It's just not perfect.
It does have a sourness to it that kind of has me going a little bit.
Yep.
At the same time, I'm coming back for it, almost craving that when I've put my glass down and I've got past that little sour, then I'm kind of picking it up and going for it again. I like it, Ross. It's very, it's packed with flavor. Okay, it's packed with flavor. Although I hear what you're saying, it tastes a little bit fake.
There is something about the flavor that does not taste like real peach. But they're saying it's made with real peach. So who am I to tell them? Peach citrus.
It sounds definitely to me, and it doesn't mention strawberries anywhere.
Artificial
strawberries. Yeah, I really do quite like this. Aren't you? I am too. A fruity beer. Fruity cold beverage on a hot day, I'm okay with that. I'm not going to curl up by the fireside at Christmas time and be quite so happy with it. But right now, this is actually doing it for me.
Here we go. It also includes in most of the descriptions. It also says there's a hint of ginger. Are you getting a hint of ginger at the tail end of this?
I'm sorry, no. You mentioned that once, and I thought you had misread it. There's no ginger in there. It's a lie. You've read it on the internet. It's fake news. There's no ginger in there. There might be a tiny bit of ginger in there, Rebecca. What do you think?
A ginger can call another beer a ginger.
That's true.
If I am concentrating with 100% of my flavor buds, I think that at the tail end, that bit of, ooh, is this an artificial flavor to the peach? Could be considered a ginger aftertaste on the heels of the peach flavor that's actually interrupting the peach flavor by saying peach, ginger, and it's just ruining kind of the peach experience by making it taste like it came from an artificial place. That's the only way I can describe it, that maybe there's ginger in there, but if there is, then it's done bad things. It is not complimented when
ginger's,
perhaps it was hoped to compliment. Ginger is a tricky flavor.
Best compliment either to say, while you were talking there, I, under my breath, did a slight belch. Okay? I burped a little bit, very, very quietly under my breath. And in my belch was a tiny bit of ginger. And I'm not making that up. There was a tiny little bit of it coming back. So maybe to get the ginger, you need a little belch afterwards.
A tinge of the ginge, as it were.
I really rather like this.
Yep.
Despite being a little bit in kind of in two minds about it, whether or not it's actually a shandy or not, or whether it's just a fruity beer, I do like it, and I would have another. I would have another.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited about the lemon shandy.
Because that's the thing. So if we were there at the church and they said, oh yeah, and you tried the peach shandy, you said, this is delectable, this is wonderful. And they said, oh, do you want another? And you'd say, oh, well. And then they say, we've also got a lemon shandy. And you say, oh, well, I got to try both, right?
Yeah. I'm happy to give this, quite happy to give this an 8.5 out of 10.
I'm happy. I'm going to stick with low nines.
Okay, you'll go higher than that. Okay, because I do like it, even though it has that slight sourness to it. But I don't. To me, it's not. It's what's the word? It's not a genuine shandy. A shandy. I want to be lemony,
the lemon,
or limey.
Yeah.
But for a separate entity, for a fruity, very thirst quenching, summery ale on the deck again. While that beautiful Annapolis sun is beating down on me, I'm happy to drink a pint or two of this on a deck. 8.5 out of 10. Give me your lemon shandy, though, please. Let me try your lemon shandy.
I agree with everything that you're saying, but we also do try to credit and appreciate people for being a little bit outside the box. So if it's a shandy is always lemonade, and you say, what's close to a lemonade flavor? What could I do? You know, let's mix it up. Let's make something a little different. Because if this was something like, I don't know, a strawberry shandy. I had the fruit in my head just a second ago. Where did it go? Not quite a melon one. A pear shandy. You know, try that. But then you're getting into other things. So I feel like peach is a really nearby fruit flavor to sell as similar to lemon. Where you're not going completely off the wall and saying, oh, no, I actually probably a grapefruit one. Well, maybe. But if you're doing like a raspberry shandy, that's a bit of a left field kind of thing. But then again, I would try every single fruit that there is kind of shandy from these guys. I like that they're trying different things.
Rebecca went for kiwi shandy. What about banana shandy?
Yeah. If it was a banana, that's way out. I mean, I'd try it, but I feel like they're trying to just push to kind of the what if Shandy wasn't just lemon? What if we tried something that's lemon-ish but a different fruit? So I appreciate that. I appreciate the attempt, but the weirdness of peach with ginger, I think, or whatever peach flavoring they used is it's just not quite the magic that we're getting out of the lemon one. And hopefully, if I'm right, this lemon shandy from Church Ring, so Church Ring, their summer lovin', not to be confused with summer dreamin'. So now we're into summer lovin' lemon shandy, also a 4.5 from Church Brewing. If I'm right that the peach was the mistake, this lemon one is going to be excellent.
May I say then that the reason why traditionally shandies were given the zest of the lemon and the lime is because, quite simply, it goes with it better. It just works better than other fruits do. Even though you've just said we applaud people for thinking outside the box and doing something a little bit different, the reason why people always put a little bit of lemonade in there or limeade, 7-Up, whatever you will, is because it lends itself better to a lager or a pilsner when it's mixed with it than a peach or a kiwi or a watermelon, whatever, to make a shandy.
The
I don't know.
irony there is I'm always interested and encouraging of pushing the envelope, trying new things, but I also dislike sours. So I don't know what to do for you. But if
Which
someone
works
came
well.
out with a ginger licorice sour, I'd try it. I would absolutely
Oh,
Absolutely try it. I might hate it. I might spit it right back in their face, but I'd try it.
you would. You, of course you would try. That's why wouldn't you try it?
It's
When
the
someone says, "I've got this really unusual Donair kebab beer, Ross. Do you want to give it a go?" I didn't notice you saying, "Good grief, no." Who?
Oh, of course. No, I shall not drink your alcoholic beverage. I'll try anything. Bring it on. I have brimmed my glass with this lemonade that all fit in my glass. But I did find a description. So this is the one that includes the blonde. Introducing Summer Lovin', a shandy style ale. So shandy style, not a shandy. We mixed our natural blonde with lemonade and ginger ale to create the perfect summer drink for you. Come down to the patio with your friends and try it for yourself. Lemonade, natural. So blonde ale, lemonade, ginger ale. So interesting. It might could be the imagination. It could be the word is now stuck in my head. So the can, it gives a sniff of ginger.
Ross,
Tinge of the
what did
ginger.
this have that the other two didn't have when you poured it?
Lack of head.
Oh, I've got the absolute opposite.
Oh, yours
This is
is.
the open head.
It's too heady?
Yep.
The other two, it took me forever to pour. This one was easy. I just went pour and went fine.
Well, that's bananas. It's not bananas. It's lemon.
It's a
But
lemon.
it was the absolute opposite for me, and
That is
I
interesting.
took this from the fridge. These are cold. These are cold.
Oh, I'm now wishing that I'd kept mine colder. I brought them out of the really cold spot because I feel like these would taste even better colder. I'm appreciating that I'm getting all of the flavor, but I feel like it
We're
could be
not
better.
new to this beer drinking. We know that you can freeze all the flavor out of a beer.
Yes.
If it's too cold, if it's just not served at the correct temperature, you don't get the full flavor of the beer as intended by the brewer. We know this isn't our first rodeo. However, with a shandy and a lager shandy, on a hot day, I kind of want it to be pretty cold. So therefore, mine were in the fridge until fairly shortly beforehand.
What if your teeth
are like a little bit sensitive to like ice cold temperatures. So, you know, you've just finished mowing the lawn, you're really hot, you're really quite sweaty, and then you say, oh, I have to drink all of the... It's my daughter, when she plays sports, she insists on putting ice cubes in her water bottle. But me, you know, when I am dead from mowing my lawn for 2 hours and I come in, I can't... I would much prefer room temperature water to ice cold water.
That makes sense. You're wanting to rehydrate yourself rather than quench your thirst. Yeah, that makes more sense. It can hurt to drink ice cold water, can't it? Because you're like and you what you want to do is rehydrate your body. So therefore, it's far easier to drink.
Yeah, of course. So I'm.
Of course.
Yeah. I have wimpy teeth that can't chug the ice cold beverage.
These aren't. By the way, like I say, I did take these out of the fridge, like, before I went to drink. They're not still in the fridge. I'm not drinking them from the fridge. But they weren't out of the fridge for as long as they normally are, as beers normally are when I go to drink them. This is not 8 or 10 degrees, this beer.
No.
It's probably more like 5.
This might be 8 or 9. Maybe okay. More. Okay. My meniscus is demanding that I drink this. I'm trying to get a bit of a smell off of it, and it, honestly, it smells like the first one. It smells like the propeller.
Yeah, I didn't smell the can. I am getting lime. Lemon,
my meniscus lime. Is giving out. I'm drinking. Going in.
Okay.
Sorry. It started ejecting into my lap.
Oh my goodness.
Mmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Peach doesn't work with ginger.
That is good.
Oh. I want to reward creative expansion of the peach. I want to reward that, but it just doesn't hit. Like the lemon, the lemon and the blonde ale and the ginger ale, this hits.
Very good.
Oh,
I think I'm glad I left. This is my propeller shandy, by the way. This one here, I did leave. I almost sank it because it was so delicious. I'm glad I left the last couple. I hope they're not. Because we've left it half an hour, I hope it's not going to degenerate to, and it's not fair.
I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, I'm hoping not. I think this one is, dare I say it, slightly smoother.
Sour.
You think it's sour? I think it's because of the fact that it's the blonde ale, mm-hmm. And the blondes I find as but they don't have the lagery. Backbone. They don't have that kind of what I can find with lagers. Sometimes they are over gassy.
I
like that. They're really easy to drink.
I agree with Rebecca. The church lemon is slightly more tart and slightly, therefore, slightly less smooth. It's got that little bit of sour tartness. Just a bit. The problem here is comparison, because if you sat down and drank this one, you'd be like, this is the best. Each one of these on their own are pretty much the best, but sadly, the propeller is still my 10. The church lemon is, I think, a 9-8 because of that. It's little too sour, not quite as smashingly wonderful. And then the peach lower down again.
I'm finding this one smoother.
Really?
I found the propeller shandy zingy, just delicious. By the way, I found that the best flavor overall. But I didn't find it. I found it, like I said, not as beery as I would want a beer to be. It was so easy that it was almost like a soft drink. Whereas this peach When I'm drinking the church lemon shandy, I'm still aware that I'm drinking a beer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels like.
Really?
And so therefore, this is like a grown-up drinking a shandy. This one takes me back to when I was 12 years old drinking a shandy at the youth club. So easy, refreshing, beautiful, summery drink. Mm. This one is, to me, I'm drinking a beer still, and it's a beer shandy.
There's something a little just artificial to me about the church ones. Like, okay. This one's a little bit neo-citrony. It's a little chalky and like a neo-citron lemon.
Okay.
It's a very strong artificial lemon.
Yeah.
And this one's just nice.
The propeller's out is just nice. Yeah.
Which is interesting because you'd expect I think Propeller is producing volumes higher than Church still, even though I know when Church came in and they were talking about how many liters and whatnot they were going to be producing, it was pretty high in comparison to a lot of the other smaller ones around here. Well, not small, but small-ish scale craft breweries. Not quite at the nano scale, but definitely up there. So I would expect an artificial flavor from the Propeller over the Church, but I know what you're saying. I feel very similar on to that end.
Citron. Four or five times.
And like I said, the smell of the peach one was medicinal.
The peach one to me was like someone had a glass of beer and they poured strawberry crystal light powdery. Like, there's something kind of just powdery and artificial.
Didn't work for you at all, that.
Are they putting, vitamin D in here? Are they trying to make us healthy against our will? Is that what's happening?
It's sunshine in a glass.
Os, would you do me a favor?
Mm.
The archway of the church brewing directly behind your head. I love it. The fact that it if you put your head right in there, you look a little bit like a squid. You're wearing a Darth Vader helmet. If it came, maybe Daria's hairstyle. Yes, now I'm getting there.
Daria? Yeah. What? Where are we?
Daria. She was on Beavis and Butthead. She had her own show in the 90s. That's the... No, I'm getting it now. It's not. It's the daughter that's on Bob's Burgers. What's her name?
Louise.
Louise, I'm moving around all my animated...
You are. You thought the kids from Bob's Burgers were on Beavis and Butthead? I mean, it is a similar-esque... art style, but
I'm pretty sure Daria had the same hairstyle as
I don't remember additional characters from Beavis and Butthead, but I did not watch the actual show, the episodic show, because people kept saying, oh, we gotta watch Beavis and Butthead, and I tried watching it, and it was unwatchable, honestly. I could not watch what was going on in the show. The show was impossible. However, the movie Beavis and Butthead Do America, I could watch that repeatedly. That movie is, I don't know why it's so much better. And comedically and just everything, it very seldomly does it kind of a move from, oh, we're a TV show, now we're going to make a movie, does it hit. But I think that one is probably the most successful one in my brain.
I love them all. I loved the TV shows that I started watching in 94, MTV. Well, I was actually based in Alaska when I started watching that. I picked it up. I thought, what is this Beavis and Butthead thing? And I watched an episode on MTV. What is this Beavis and Butthead thing? And someone had told me about it, and he said it's hilarious. And he tried to describe it to me. He tried to describe it. He said, two guys just sit around, watch videos, rockheads, and laugh at them. I thought, well, that's really my kind of show. not thinking it was going to be. And I watched it. You know when you watch something and it's so, so childish and inane that eventually you start laughing at it. And I started laughing at it. And eventually I bought like all the seasons on VHS.
You owned seasons of Beavis and Butthead on VHS. That's both telling and dated.
And then I absolutely hear you. When the movie came out, I was the first in line. It's brilliant.
It was better. What? Okay, am I wrong that it was better than the show?
Yeah, because there's only so much mileage you can get out of two guys going.
Exactly. So you had to. Yeah, they had to make it a little bit more interesting, and they did.
And they created the plot, and the FBI were in there, and everything, and the road. It was just brilliant. And, and Red Hot Chili Peppers roller coaster. Oh, the whole thing's fabulous.
20 something years too late, but well done, producers of the Beavis and Butthead full length feature film. You've got two fans.
They went on to better it, of course, with King of the Hill. And to be honest, it's the same TBR. And you can't knock that. That's fabulous stuff.
I had a hard time watching it. I couldn't get into it. Didn't quite become the King of the Hill fan that maybe I should have been.
I did. Mike Judge. I love it. This is... I love this not as much as... As the Beavis and Butthead movie, but I still really, really like it. It's okay. It's more beery, and for that I like it more than Sandy by Propeller. I can't give it more than 10 out of 10. The what I'm saying is. It's at least it reminds me that it's still a beer. The other thing is so ridiculously easy to drink.
Mm.
The Propeller one. That's definitely a 10 out of 10 for the Propeller Shandy. This I'm giving a 9.5. Really do like it.
Mm.
It's just still it's got a slight sourness to it. It's not detracting for the fans. It's a wonderful summer deck or a beach drink. I could drink this all day.
Once again, we're agreeing and disagreeing at the exact same time. You're saying that it is more beery, which is a good thing, but you're marking it down. So you're finally landing on the whole sort of, if you're offering up a shandy, but it tastes too sour, then maybe it's not a shandy.
The reason why I'm giving the Propeller shandy higher, even though it's less beery, is because it tastes exactly like a shandy to me when I was growing up. It's nostalgia. It's hitting ticking every single box for a shandy.
Well, yeah, I think it's doing what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, it's fabulous, and it's 4%, so it's lower in alcohol. It's easier on. It's still 4%. But it's just brilliant.
Mm.
That's that perfect shandy for me is the Propeller. Perfect shandy. The Summer Lovin' Lemon Shandy is a very good alternative if I couldn't find the Propeller.
Yeah, I could drink a case of the Propeller, but the novelty of the two church ones are pretty darn good. And I'm glad they have them, and I know they'll be very successful on their patio. Sumer, didn't you find these? I found these at church. I picked these up in the church brewery, so I'm not sure if they're NS lessiable. I think the peach one seems to be there.
The peach one. Well, I was in the liquor store today. I sent you a couple. I think to a photograph. And I did see the some
there's peach shandy 23 in the liquor store. In the Minus LC.
Okay. There was no Summer Lovin'.
No, but, they don't have the lemon one, which is interesting because I think the lemon one might sell better.
I think so too.
And then the 473, the full side, the tall can of Propeller Shandy. This year's version, not last year's. What I hope this year's version tastes as good as last year's version, because that would suck if we said this is delicious, but then they changed the recipe entirely and it tastes like Flintstone vitamins and foot powder. But there are 34 of the Propeller shandies available at our local.
I think that is an. Well, I'll put that as my number one chore for this coming weekend. Oh, sorry, I'm on night shifts. But before then, is to buy a couple of cans of the later of the full 473 Propeller Brewing Company's shandies, and confirm that they are still as absolute deliciously wonderful as this one was.
That is a solid plan. That is
solid plan. Isn't
oh,
it?
it's lawn mowing beer. It's late night by the bonfire beer. It does tick a couple boxes, definitely.
Us, isn't it? We've still got fingers, mate.
Six fingers. We haven't completely decapitated our digits just yet. However, I am okay. Here's the story. Brittany went and purchased some things for me. She got me the I have some Propeller ESBs. No wait, I drank them for a bonfire that we were having a little bit. And she picked out and she said, "Look, I found a bunch of sours in the LC." And I said, and I got excited and said, "Oh, good! On a night that Ian's not available, you and I can drink those." And her face just fell. She went, "Oh, you mean I can't drink them right now?" And I went, "No, those are for reviewing. What is? So I am going to satiate my wife's insatiable love of sours by trying to pass off some of these shandies to her and see, what do you think of these ones? So while I would love to drink all the rest of this beer, I'm going to offer some up to my wife. So yes, I do have fingers of beer left, but I'm taking them upstairs as peace offerings for not letting my wife drink sours as soon as she'd like.
Please let me know what she thinks of them.
Please
do, because we were all saying, of course, that that there was a slight sourness to one or two of these offerings.
Mm-hmm.
not the Propeller Shandy, but the other two. A slight sourness to them. Maybe the peach one might do something for it. Oh, maybe even the lemon whiz.
She might like that one the most, but sadly, the Propeller is the one I have the least amount of. A, because it was a 355 milliliter can, and B, because I could not stop drinking it. So good, delicious. But
10 out of 10 for the Propeller Shandy, 9.5 for the lemon shandy, and 8.5 for the summer dreaming peach. I'm a shandy guy now, through and through.
I figured you always were. Were we not?
I don't want pesky IPAs anymore. I'm moving on now. That was a 2-week wonder. I'm now a shandy guy.
Oh, okay. Well, that was fast.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Fickle? That's me. Ross, I'm out of here. Good night.
I am so intriguingly surprised by what we had here. Oh, that was from Propeller. I'm trying to record our scores as best we can. And just get all these in there, because I'll bug you in again. But you can reach us here. We're here every week. Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on our YouTube page, youtube.com/@drinknsdry. You can find our podcast and all the podcasty places, Drink Nova Scotia Dry, Drink NS Dry. Or you can go straight to the source of drinkns.unsupervised.beer. Hopefully having some more guests coming up in the future. But until then, I hope you'll join us again every week or see some of the excerpts. But thanks for tuning in tonight, and we'll see you next week. Good night.